Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey folks, it's Matt Zachary, and welcome to Vax On, a weekly segment of my podcast, Out of Patience, right here on the Offscript Network.
Hey, I'm Allura Nanos. I'm a lawyer, a journalist, a mom of a teenage narcoleptic, and a professional big mouth.
Lou and I go back 30 years as best friends, and we're here to have fun and bring you a layperson's guide to what the hell just happened this week in healthcare as America gets its vax on and shows COVID the door.
We're here together to learn, complain, and include you in the conversation.
So join us on Twitter at VaxOnPod and share your stories and grievances using the hashtag VaxOn.
All right, Matt, let's get at it.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Vax On. Got a kind of special episode for you today off the heels of last week's episode or 2 weeks ago episode. We are Allura-less today, and yet we are somehow Allura-full because I'm joined by, and you may know the voice from, I think, 2 weeks ago, Stephanie Camora, who is actually now Stephanie Santariello.
Yeah. Oh, very nice.
I'm sort of Italian.
Yeah, listen, it sounded really good.
So Steph is from the Tottenville High School camp on Staten Island, band geek. We've known each other since the late 80s.
Yes. Bernstein Junior High.
I have so many friends, female friends from the old days, and I will never use their married names. You'll always be Steph Camora.
Yeah.
That was it. I mean, we went to Disney World 2 years in a row. Like, your last name was always Steph Camora.
Exactly. By the way, I was probably doing something that I shouldn't have been doing, and it was being yelled.
Yelled at yelled by Nathan Axel.
Maybe.
No one has any idea what we're talking about. Right? This is all like Staten Island High School crap in the late 80s and early 90s. But it just speaks to friendship, right?
That's right.
Like, we've been not really ships in the night. We've been in touch and associated, but like, it's like, yes, we're best friends. It's just so weird.
We're very cuddly.
That binds all the shit.
Yeah.
You say cuddly?
Yeah.
I like that.
Band makes you cuddly.
It makes you very, any band geeks that are listening are nodding their heads. It's definitely a thing. So Allura is, what's her illness this week?
Foot boo-boo. She had foot surgery today.
One of her many surgeries that she's been complaining about.
Yes, exactly. She's on her to-do list, and one thing is checked off, and now I'm here in place of Allura and her foot.
Oh, no one replaces Allura, but yes, the foot can be, you are definitely in
Allura's
place of the foot. It's like when I am Jack's pancreas. You are Allura's foot.
Right, exactly.
Fantastic. Yeah, so basically at the top of the show here, like, how have you been? You're going to Europe next week, and
yes,
there's a pandemic sort of anymore, maybe in China or not here.
But China and in Europe, it's now, there's this BA2. Now I got to be...
B2A?
Yeah.
R2D2?
Yes. BBA.
They're naming the virus after droids. They give it up with the Greek alphabet. It's just droids now.
Well, I know, because what were the rest of the letters? There's so many more Greek letters we could do.
Well, I mean, there's like Psi, Chi, Sigma, Tau. Yeah. Omega,
Alpha, Beta,
Delta,
Gamma,
Mu.
Delta. Yeah. I remember I had to memorize them.
Yes,
back in college.
Were you in a sorority?
I was Delta Phi Epsilon.
So then you definitely had to memorize.
Yes,
yeah,
with the song,
sure.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta.
Oh God.
Zeta, Eta, Theta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Zeta, Omicron, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Phi, Chi, Psi, Omega. So we could go all the way to Omega.
As we slowly crest toward 50, our brains somehow still work.
Yeah, a little sometimes.
So you have a sense of trepidation to go to Europe. Are you going alone or with your family?
Well, I'm going with my daughter and my mom. The sole purpose is to recreate the Sound of Music.
Oh, dear God. So the hills will be alive.
They certainly will, hopefully, with masks and with BA2, B2A, whatever.
Are you going to dress as Liesl?
I might.
Yeah.
A Brigida?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I guess who's playing the role of Julie Andrews?
My mom.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
She's going to twirl around in the Alps?
Maybe.
No Nazis, though.
No, I believe those.
You are de-Nazied.
Yeah. No more Nazis.
Okay. Fantastic. We're not a fan of, just for the record. It needs to be said here on Out of Patience and Vax On, we are not fans of Nazis.
No, not good.
So what kind of prep do you have to have? Tests before and after?
Well,
hotels?
That's part of my... I got an email today from the airline. There's a lot that I think I need to make sure that we're on top of that I kind of been lax about. Because when I booked it, things seemed a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And now things seem to not be as good again. And so now I feel like I'm not... I need to make sure that I'm in the loop and I'm taking, two different flights, two different airlines. We're being routed back home through a different country. Does that matter? I don't know.
Well, longtime listeners of this show will know that the absolute utter shenanigans of my family trip to Turks and Caicos last summer resulted in us missing our flight the first day because the destination customs officials had their own random rules for testing that the airline didn't know about and TSA didn't know about. And we had to fill out in the airport, but they closed the gate before we filled.
Anyway, gosh.
I would, if you haven't already, just check the customs website for whatever countries you're going to.
I got
to
make sure.
They may have
that.
Rectal exams.
Oh, I'll be all ready.
They're getting really, really powerfully intense over here.
A lot of probing.
A lot of probing.
All right.
It's definitely, the Euro is trending. The probing is happening.
Wow. All right. Well, listen.
So the hills will be alive in Europe, but hopefully.
Hopefully.
My update is, you're in Jersey, but I'm in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. No more masks in the middle schools.
Yep.
I think some of the public schools, depending on the district, but I mean, my kids are thrilled to not wear them, but they're saying some kids are still, I get that. It's by choice at this point.
Right. Same for us.
But man, do they feel so much more liberated and free and they can breathe and they've never seen their classmates' lower face.
It's crazy, right? Yeah. I know. But now we have to make sure, put Vaseline on the lips. You got to make sure that you're, the makeup doesn't just stop at the eyes. We have to continue down through the chin.
You can shave the mustache.
Yeah, a little bit.
Little eighth grade stash is going on there. We know a lot of Italians with an eighth grade stash from 88, 89, 90, for sure.
And a unibrow.
Oh my God. Yeah, I got lucky. My genetics were fine with the unibrow.
Yeah.
But anyway, God bless Staten Island in the 1980s and 90s.
Oh, absolutely. And through today.
And, half of Staten Island through today. Expatriated, so we're okay.
That's true.
Channeling Allura's desire to expatriate. Expatriate.
Remember when we wanted to secede?
Oh, the secession movement.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in the... Google it, kids. Staten Island's been trying to leave New York City for 100 years. God bless us. Well, anyway, our first segment.
Yes.
This is a... Obamacare story.
Yeah.
But not the policy. It's actually Obama because we care about him.
We sure do. And this poor guy got COVID.
He did after all the precautions.
Yeah.
I just think at this point now, all due respect to people that have had sort of the deeper end of the pool challenges with Omicron, which is, I think, 100% of the cases these days. He did it right. Scratchy throat.
Yep.
Nothing terrible.
Yep. Just a couple of days.
Maybe it's a badge of honor at this point, at least in the U.S.
Right.
I mean, I look at the charts, these would be deep, dark red and brown, and everything's light tan and white now, except for little pockets here and there. But you know what? I think it just speaks to that if this is what endemic means,
right?
I'm all for it. What are your thoughts?
Sure. I know Michelle tested negative, so there you go. The vaccine is working.
And Sasha Malia don't even live there anymore.
Right. Oh, flew the coop.
Yes.
So, I think one of the things that he said was, that he's vaccinated and boosted, and that's the important part, right?
Well, there's a difference now between I did everything right, but I got cancer. No, I did everything right, but it's okay to get something that I think the CDC director, Dr. Walensky, is like, it might just be a seasonal virus similar to the flu, and that's the least worst scenario we'd like to have. It's just, it literally is a fluish, Jewish fluish kind of thing.
Sure. Matzo balls.
And Hamantau, by the way, we're taping this. It's Purim.
Oh, that's right.
So Hamantashen galore. Get your griggers out, folks. Oh, my four Jewish listeners.
The grigger?
The griggers. Yeah. How do you know this? Well, you grew up with Jews. Yeah,
but so. I am also.
That's right. That's right. Gomorrah.
Right. Well, I mean, it's Polish, but the
Poland,
last name.
By the way, in the news.
Yes. Poland
do
is
the right
in the
thing,
news.
Poland.
Yeah. Let them in.
Let them in, for sure.
Right.
All right. So,
but I was going to say for Obama, and I don't even know that that everybody would even be tested if you're just having a scratchy throat. It's like spring and bud season. I'm seeing daffodils sprouting.
Good old allergies in the play now,
I know, really, it's almost can't tell the difference between the two.
Yeah, my wife's friends are now getting it, but like it's just like, yeah, scratchy throat, 3 days, 2 days, you know, halls,
right?
And you're fine,
right?
But these are all people that are completely, you know, vaccinated and boosted. Some people I know are getting like a fourth shot,
yes,
if they're knowingly immunocompromised.
Well, and Pfizer's saying that too, four doses now, they think,
right? And they're hoping that, you know, if it's seasonal, fine, we'll get it every year. I do understand Eric Adams here in the city is trying to make next year's school, the start of
September,
like for me and my kids are seventh grade. They want to mandate the vaccines for school kids because it's been so proven over 2.5 years now that it's just like, you know, if you want to go to public school, you need MMR, you need this,
right?
Chicken pox and all these things.
Sure.
I'm in favor of this, but I think this is New York City. Half the people will say no, and we don't want to have half the kids not go to school.
Right.
So, but the good news to that, though, is I think something like 98% of all teachers are finally vaccinated.
That's good.
So we got that out of the way.
Yes, finally.
So Eric Adams for the win.
Okay.
My friend.
Good stuff.
We got to get him on the show. Eric Adams, we
come
know
on.
You're listening
come
to the show.
Come on over.
Yes.
Come on. I'll give you a humintosh.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my God. Heyman, Groggers.
Costumes.
Anyway, so speaking of coronavirus, this is the Vax On show. What do we have for our second segment?
Oh, China. We have China.
We're back to China?
Yeah.
Say it like Trump. China?
China. So China's having its worst outbreak since Wuhan days. Those Wuhan days used to know.
That's 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
More than 2 years ago.
Where have they gone? Where did they go? What musical is that?
Something German?
I don't remember. Anyway,
springtime for Hitler? I don't know. We're going Nazi.
So, more than 10,000 cases have been reported since the latest outbreak began in early March.
So is this the R2-D2 version of the Omicron thing? Or it's
the
Omicron Classic?
Omicron Classic. Now we're doing COVID Classic and Omicron Classic.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Well, Delta Classic's over.
Right.
So.
That's right. So, yeah, it's Omicron and lots of cases they're having there. And they're suspending public transport and indoor dining and public venues like grocery stores are closed. And they're really closing up shop there.
I mean, my reaction to all this is always, well, how many people are actually dying from it?
Right.
Because the scare tactic is how many people are just being tested for it and happen to have it.
Right.
But if this is really... we don't have the information as we're taping the show, but if this is like Obama getting COVID with a rough throat for 3 days,
right?
That's not a national tragedy.
Right. Yeah. Nothing to be too concerned over. iPhones and the like they're suspending production
that
kind of stuff.
Foxconn.
Yeah. So they assemble Apple's products. And so you might have a delay in those items.
Rip Apple 14 iPhone. Yeah. whatever the number they're up to these
days.
There's
like a worm in the Apple. It's brown. It's oxidizing now. It's so...
Oh my God, that's got to be the greatest iPhone hack ever, to throw worms in there.
Like the Richard Scarry. Remember those cute, that cartoon? Was that the one with the worm and he wore a hat? Like a
red
hat?
No, that was Sesame Street, right? Like...
Oh, like a Squirmadine?
Yeah. Remember that guy?
Oscar.
Squirmy, Wormy, whatever his name was. I'm like, we're so old.
I know.
That's crazy.
Oh, boy.
But again, this goes back to, you know, this doesn't list the articles we're reading here from CNN, hospitalization rates, mortality rates. I mean, I think, it makes sense to keep the hospitals as, you know, available as possible.
Right.
But this also goes down to something where Laura and I took like more sort of a moral exception is if you've chosen to not be vaccinated by this point in time.
Sure.
It's not like you deserve to be sick.
Right.
But we want to make sure that you just don't clog the arteries.
Right. That makes sense.
To me, that's the original idea behind flatten the curve.
Right.
Back when that was the thing that actually was a thing that fell way apart for 2 years now. So
exactly.
Much for that. But again, we're at the point now where if 99% of the people that are going to the hospital are unvaccinated, how do you just keep the artery clear?
Clear, yeah.
And we've also talked on the show a lot about all these new drugs that are antivirals that you could be given in the hospital instead of getting an intubation.
Yeah, which is what we want to avoid.
We
want to
avoid people going to the hospital. We want to avoid intubations, but we want to avoid just keeping the health system clogged with people that refuse to get vaccinated.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. China's adhering to a strict zero COVID policy. They just want to stamp out all outbreaks. That's their goal, is to clamp down.
That's like saying get rid of flowers and trees.
Right. We're having zero germs.
There's no germ. We are a germ-free country.
Exactly.
It's like the pee end of the pool. Like everyone piss where it's deeper.
Right.
And then the shallow end will be safe from pee.
You know what it's like? The Giver. You ever read that book, The Giver?
Yes.
So my daughter's reading it now and she's in seventh grade. And so, you know, basically they could just go through their whole community and make sameness, right? That's their goal in The Giver. And then no germs. Maybe no germs. There's also no snow. There's no sunshine. It's just gray. And
it sounds like a Grimm Brothers fairy tale waiting to happen at this point.
I don't know if that's better. Probably not better.
Probably not better.
Yeah. So that's our China story.
All right. So that wraps our newsishness on Obama, who we care about.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, poor China. R2-D2 for the win.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Well, I don't know.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with our Sir Moment and our third segment.
Sounds good.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, Stephanie Kimura.
Yes, hello, I'm here.
It says me with your maiden name.
I know, and it's made me wake up a little.
Best part is, though, like, you still respond to Stephanie Kimura.
Because we're the only people in this room, and you're yelling it to me. So, I have no choice.
Damn you!
So, well, it's easier. There's a little less syllables. The whole thing's a lot.
So for the listeners, every week we do something with called the Sir Moment, which is we work with a company called Surma, which is 1.3 million doctors and a massive social network. And you get to help us ask them questions, and they, writ large, get back to us. Obviously, not 1.3 million doctors get back to us, but a nice sample of doctors around the world get back to us. So what were the questions we asked them this week?
Well, I love it. It gives doctors a chance to give some opinions on relevant matters. So our first question is, do you support the dropping of masks and social distancing for most people? What do you think, doctors? How do you think they weighed in?
So this goes back to how we never know where these doctors are from.
That's
so
true.
The ones from like Texas are different than the ones from Germany.
Very good point.
I'm going to go 50-50.
All right.
Am I close? What do we got, Chuck?
Okay. 64%. Yes. They support the dropping of masks and social distancing for most people.
Okay. That's hardy.
Yeah. I mean, you know. That's where we're at now, right? The dropping of masks.
So it was 60-30?
64-36.
That's a nice even break. All right.
All right,
next?
Ready? Are your patients ready to stop wearing masks and social distance? What do you think?
I'll say 60-40 the other way. 60 no, 40 yes.
Oh, you think? Really?
Well, I think if you're asking the doctors about their patients versus the public writ large,
that's a good point.
Might be a little more safe with their patients.
That's a good point, but you're wrong.
Okay, fantastic.
68%. Yes, the patients are ready to stop wearing masks. I feel like it's, you know, similar to our kids, right? Happy to.
But that's a higher number.
Yeah.
Slightly higher number, but still a higher number.
Yeah.
That their patients are more likely to not wear masks than everyone else.
Maybe that's why they're patients. Maybe.
Because they're going to listen to the doctor.
Right.
More compliant.
Our next question. Is your country past the surge of COVID-19?
Said China, no.
Yes, I know. And this BA2.
No, BB8. Let's stick with the facts.
V8. I should have had a V8.
Should have had a BB8.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, so, again, we don't know what country the responses are coming from. Right. So the law of averages was what?
75% say, yes, they think their country's past the surge of COVID-19.
So that's basically everywhere but China.
Yeah. But, I mean, you have, this doesn't really specify, is it COVID classic, COVID, Omicron classic?
There's Delta all the, classic.
Delta. Yeah. Alpha, beta. Alpha,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had COVID classic, and then I had Omicron classic.
I had Omicron classic also.
Look at us.
Oh, a trifecta. It's so
rock
nice.
Rock and roller cola wars. I can't take it anymore.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Any other questions?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay. Do you agree with the expert in this article who said we don't need to be operating in emergency mode anymore?
I'm going to say most of them agree with that.
Yeah, 70%. You're right. You're right, Matt.
What do I win, Wink?
You
Wink Martindale.
I know. You get a cookie. Okay, will you continue to wear a mask when visiting public indoor spaces?
I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
Public indoor, like the malls and maybe not the movie theaters per se or bowling alleys, but if I'm in like an indoor JCPenney, not that I shop at JCPenney, if I'm walking through JCPenney to get to the Apple store, I'll say it that way, I'll wear a mask in the mall for now.
Well, so that's interesting.
Unless I'm alone jogging with the old people at 8 a.m. on a Sunday.
Right. Well, you're gonna wear the mask in the mall, but not the movie theater? I think you'd want to wear it more in the movie theater.
No, the movie theaters are like atriums. Oh. Have you been? Like, they serve food now. They bring you drinks.
I have not been in a movie theater in a really long time. But not due to fear, more out of laziness.
Or no good movies.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Some good.
Maybe.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, Netflix is on fire these days.
I mean, I can't. I love all of my streaming services.
I'm going to highly recommend The Adam Project to anyone that's listening on Netflix with Ryan Reynolds. Sci-fi-ish, but really, really good.
Good for people who are not sci-fi-ish?
Yeah, good for people. It's got time travel stuff, but it's less about the time travel, even though that's clearly a major plot device. But it really is about, it's a fatherhood story.
Okay.
It's a self-introspection story.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's got Ryan Reynolds, who can do no wrong.
Yeah, he's pretty adorable.
He is. He's the man. Anyway, and by the way, Netflix not a sponsor.
No,
but still,
not. But they should be.
Totally.
Call us.
Dear Netflix, where it goes. Yeah. Who isn't listening?
Eric Adams and Netflix. Come on over.
Cory Booker, also my hero. Come on, Cory, come on the show.
For real.
Yes. So anyway, this kind of goes back to, I'm agreeing that I think I would prefer to wear a mask for now.
Yeah.
In malls. Because I'm going to just go with like the law of average, maybe the Staten Island Mall masks.
Okay.
Maybe not the Paramus Mall.
All right.
Or Garden State Plaza, per se.
It depends on the
zip code.
Yeah. I think that's probably wise. But
we got a final question?
Yeah. No, we're good. We're all sermoed up.
We are sermoed up.
Yeah. We sermed and we
sermed.
We sermed and we and we pulled. And we're all set on it. I can't even get myself together
after we sermed. Thank you, Sermo, for joining us and letting us pick your 1.3 million doctor brains around the world.
Yeah, that's a great service. I like that.
All right, so we're going back to masks.
Yes.
Again, and I mentioned at the top of the show, my kids are not wearing masks in school anymore because there's not a mandate.
Right.
Which brings us to our final segment.
Yes,
from NPR.
It certainly does. So this is an article saying better air in classrooms matter beyond COVID. And here's why schools aren't there yet. So this, to me, is an article that is like a doy.
Remember that? Duh-duh. Anyone listening was in the 70s? Duh-duh.
Yeah. I'm more of an a doy person.
Oh, a doy?
Well, it depends.
Or no doy?
No. For me, it's like it's with a U-H, I think.
Right, right.
And a lot of Y's.
Like today, it's facepalm.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And today's a doy moment is because this is like the schools are old. Many of the schools are old, right? I mean, think about this. Where my kids go to school, the schools are old. They don't have air conditioners. They're just, the buildings are old and there's no good ventilation. So during the height of COVID, when kids were back in school, but and like some were virtual to keep the numbers down, they had to keep the windows open. So during winter, like some days it was so cold and kids are wearing winter coats and learning. So that's how, just so you
kind of. That is quality education.
Yeah, of course. Because don't you want to write an essay wearing a parka? I do.
Yeah. Question to the listeners. What was the last new school built that you're aware of?
I know. I mean, just go by the mismatched tile, right?
Yeah.
You got the
maroon. Or whether the windows looked like the Shawshank Redemption prison.
Or like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and you need Chief to come and, I don't want to give away the ending of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but.
One of Danny DeVito's finest.
Yeah. I love that movie.
You know, Michael Douglas produced that, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah. That was his first start. Where
wow,
he must
have been so young.
Well, his dad, Kirk, got him the job.
Oh, I would think.
Inside Hollywood today, here on Vax On.
So, basically, they found that it is well documented across all different countries and all different ages. We see benefits in kindergartners. We see benefits in high school. We see benefits in college students and middle schoolers. Every age group, shocker, they see benefits when there's clean air, ventilated, healthy, nice air.
You know when they don't see benefits? When the Staten Island dump is pervading your school windows.
Oh, that, well, that's
in the 1970s and 80s.
That's true. I don't think a lot of people recognize that the design standards that govern ventilation rates in schools and other buildings are bare minimums. They were never actually set for health. Again, a day.
Yeah.
I mean, they're, you
they're
know.
They're only kids.
Right.
Who cares?
No, it's silly.
Health.
I mean, I like that. I like that. It's,
get over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Walk it off.
I mean, I think it needs to be like a can opener, and you just got to like pull back the top of these roofs, and
that's
the only way we're going to get some fresh air in these buildings.
Well, I feel like they could take a lot of lessons from the airlines.
Yes.
You know, those are really confined spaces, but all the data across the last years that we've talked about here on the show shows that transmission of COVID on airlines is minimal.
Right. Andrew just told me that. It made me feel better about my trip
because
I was more nervous about the airline for some
reason. Which is like masks are not as relevant to everyone wearing one, but it's all the lawyers, of course, that want that to happen.
Right.
But transmission of COVID on airlines is strikingly low.
Wow.
Because they all the HEPA filters and all the circulation and the air is like purified every 4 minutes.
Right.
You can't do that at PS 100, which is 100 years old,
right,
in Brighton Beach.
Exactly. Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Oh. So, but I remember like when I was teaching, I taught in Brooklyn High School and...
My condolences.
No, it was the best. Yay, Morrow. But,
did you go to Morrow?
I worked there.
Nice.
Yeah, I taught there. So, but I taught in an unair-conditioned classroom and I just happened to be observed by my principal on a hot as ass day. And he always wore a suit and tie. And even he was melting in the back. And the next day I had a window air conditioner unit. But before that, I would have to teach with a like an airplane propeller fan.
Remember the little, the little like, mini propeller fans?
No, not mini. It was like 6 feet tall. And then,
Boeing engine.
Yes. And I'm doing this whole charades mime thing. I wish that you could, I wish this was a video right now, but anyway.
Yeah, she's making motions on the radio.
I'm really good at that. So, it would like blow the kids' papers off the desk and you could barely hear anybody over it.
This is a Zucker Brothers movie that is happening in real time.
Well, I know. So I don't know. I mean, the average American school, it says here, is over 45 years old. And many have HVAC, HVAC?
HVAC.
VAC systems.
I don't even know what that stands for. It's just an acronym that lives in the ether.
Heating.
Ventilation. And air conditioning.
I don't know.
I think we solved for it.
I think we did. But anyway.
Luton Avenue for the win.
Oh, see, there's a lot of smarts that came out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not me, but you guys.
you're holding your own, Steph.
All right. So I have a good Googler. So it says the average American school is over 45 years old. That's not a surprise. And they have systems that are outdated or in need of repairs, which also not surprising. I mean, I can't even imagine. Remember when you used to have to go and like clean the eraser?
Oh, yeah.
From
where
the chalk?
Clapped them together.
Yeah. And there's like this machine and it barely sucked anything.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like that's what we're working with.
Well, we were the inhaling chalk dust generation.
Right.
They don't do that anymore.
Well,
they build character.
Yeah, exactly.
You just clock the erasers together, make this cloud of chalk, and walk right through it.
I love being that monitor, though.
How did we survive?
I don't know.
It's one of those Gen X questions.
Yes. Also, just from smelling all that mimeograph purple ink, remember that?
Oh, my
that?
God, yeah. Like, again, Google that.
Yeah.
But that was a good smell. It's like gasoline. So it's a really good bad smell.
Yeah, yeah. I do like the smell.
The Rexographs, yeah.
Yeah, I like I like a good carpet smell. I love a shoe store, like a shoe repair shop, like a shoe shop.
That's called off-gassing. It's actually an environmental hazard full of carcinogens.
Oh.
Like, new car smell was engineered to smell good, but it like gives you brain cancer.
No, well, that's
I made it up. Not true, yeah. But
That smell is, I hate that smell. That's a smell that induces motion sickness to me.
Really?
Yes, but like a good carpet.
So you only buy used cars?
Well, certified pre-owned.
when did used cars become certified pre-owned? It's like when toilet paper became bathroom tissue.
Oh, really?
That was in the 80s.
somebody went on and had a meeting about it.
We need to change toilet paper.
Yeah, it's got a bad rap.
Used cars. We got to change that. Oh, certified pre-owned. Done.
It makes you feel like you're getting something.
40-point spot check inspection. Yeah. Make that crap up.
I know, basically.
Marketing.
Right. Well, it works.
Yeah, so this kind of goes back. And this study was from 2020. Oh, yeah. By the way, the schools are old and don't work and hazardize the children. That's not a word. Hazardize?
Yeah.
But not good for kids in general, let alone during a pandemic.
I mean, but the fact that there's like a, you know, a study.
Right.
It's like, really, just walk in there and you know there's no air. There's no fresh air.
Did you know that in high school in the 80s, you know, my dad was that assistant principal at the school. The only classrooms in the entire high school with air conditioning were the computer labs.
Yes. Yeah.
We all just sweltered every day in every class.
I think that's still the case for my daughter who and elementary school and her junior high, both not air conditioned.
Why don't they just put computers in every room and then mandate?
Well, now they carry their own Chromebooks. True. So now they don't need air conditioner again. Like, right. This is how they got around it.
Yes, exactly.
I know. We won't get them air conditioners. We'll get them Chromebooks. And then we'll let the cooling fans
aggregate the
exactly.
airflow. Oh my God.
It says here too, when a room is better ventilated, influenza rates, asthma attacks, and absenteeism go down. Reading and math test scores go up. Less carbon dioxide builds up in a room, which helps students think more clearly. No.
This is where Laura would come in to say, Captain Obvious for the win.
Exactly.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
In other news, water, wet.
Right. It certainly is. Oh, gosh. But anyway, I mean, if people are, you know, maybe this will get some good attention. Some people will throw money towards it. Nothing will change.
Part of infrastructure.
Yeah.
Going back to whatever the hell comes out of the administration in the next year or two or three, helping to actually make the schools less health. Terrible.
Yes, exactly.
There's another phrase I made up. Less health terrible. I went to college.
I know. That's a good like campaign platform.
Health terrible.
vote for me. I make things less health terrible.
Oh my gosh.
Cory Booker.
Well, yeah, Cory Booker, please make that campaign happen. Well, all right. Look, you are an exceptional stand-in for Allura.
Oh, it's
bumping. She's now officially fired and you are staying.
Oh, wee!
She lost her job thanks to you. She's been outsourced.
I have big shoes to fill, a big black surgical boot shoe to fill.
With a good aroma, apparently.
Yeah?
You just said you like the shoe smell.
No, I like, well, only if you need it repaired.
Oh,
I see. Shoe
okay.
repair shop.
So the cobbler's
yes.
smell.
Yeah, so whenever I go into our local cobbler, I literally go, it smells so good in here every time. And the lady's
like a contact high from the cobbler.
I don't know. It's like a good smell.
So your band name is the Cobbler Contact Highs.
Yes.
Thank you, Cleveland.
Perfect. See it tonight at Irving Plaza.
Yeah. Yes. The contact high cobblers. There you go. Say it that way. All right. Well, this has been just exceptional.
Oh, Matt, thank
Please
you so much.
Please come back as often as possible. We don't even need Allura anymore.
Oh.
This is so much better.
We love you, Allura.
So much better.
But I know no legalese, though.
That is true. We can't channel her inner angsty lawyer.
Yeah, my lawyerness ends at dong dong.
But you... Is that the LA law sound? No, I'm sorry. The law and order sound.
Yeah,
dong dong.
That's all I know.
Well, I'm thrilled. You can always channel your angsty inner teacher.
Yeah, that's true. Or just being a mom. I got a lot of angst.
Well, there's that. No, of course. Why not? Well, we hope you guys had as much fun as we did today listening to this episode of Vax on. Stephanie Camora Santariello.
Wee!
Thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
See you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's all for now. If you like Vax on, be sure to subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, follow us on social, and tell all your friends to listen. Tell us your shit show of a healthcare story by leaving a message for us at 855-AUDIO-66, and we might just use it in a future show. Vaxon is a product of Offscript Health. We are a healthcare engagement company built for patients and caregivers by patients and caregivers. Our executive producers are Matthew Zachary and Andrew McDowell. Our senior producer is Brianna Seely. Our hosts are Matthew Zachary and Allura Nanos. It is recorded, mixed, and edited by Brianna Seely. For advertising and media inquiries, email media@offscript.com. That's media@offscript.com. For more information, visit offscript.com.